27 to order. Would you all rise for the flag salute, Mrs. Decker?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Ms. Decker. Roll call.
Ms. Becker?
Here.
Ms. Crane?
Here.
Mr. Jones?
Here.
Ms. Bledisheski?
Here.
Mr. Keel?
Here.
Mr. Nankervis? Ms. Troll?
Here.
Ms. White?
Here.
Mayor Sanford?
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. And we have today a special order of business. Madam Manager?
Oh, that's it. Yes, I'd like to invite my whistler Watto up. I'm sorry. Ooh, I got that one. I'm sorry. I apologize. And Jeff Wilson up to talk with the mayor and outline what has been done at a CBJ facility and to thank those that were responsible for that. Sorry, Maya. We've got a hand mic.
Yep.
Oh. Thank you.
I'm just going to watch.
My name is Maya Watto. I'm the recreation superintendent for the department. This is Jeff Wilson. He is the Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee Chair. And we are here tonight to thank some individuals who collectively put their time and labor and kind of love into a project worth over $13,000 to the city, to the community of Juneau. So I'm going to read to you what they did. So in recognition of needed upgrades to the lighting at Mount Jumbo Gym, I don't know, raise your hand if you've ever been to Mount Jumbo Gym and heard those lights. Yeah. They no longer buzz or hum. You can kind of enjoy your...
Where's Mount Jumbo?
On the island. So their donation of time, energy, and materials has greatly improved the lighting and efficiencies at that Mount Jumbo Gym. And we want to thank this group of amazing individuals for their efforts. So, all righty. Josh Anderson, why don't you come on up? And he's got a special guest as well.
This is our helper here.
What's your name?
Sarah.
That's Sarah. Sarah helped on the project as well. So, along with Josh, Josh is a member of our Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee. So he's also a member of the IBEW, and he works for Chatham Electric. So those are definitely groups we'd like to recognize. Along with Josh and his wife Melissa and his children, Jason Lucas, Richie Bahuniak, Steve Davis, Daryl Hedges, and Ralph and Julia Kibbe from Chatham Electric provided the backing to get this going. Get them up here. Right, so definitely appreciate them. So the little bit of the backstory is Josh had the pleasure of being at a rental at Mount Jumbo Gym and little kids. So the echo's not enough, the hum of the lights. He had a brilliant idea and had finished a project and had some lighting that he could replace. So the hum and the buzz of the 1980s lights are gone. We have some T8 fluorescents. They are on immediately. It's white in the gym. It's wow. Amazing. So if you haven't been over there, you know, stop by and have a look. We'd love to show you if anyone in the community. So I also want to thank our building maintenance division that kind of got this going once Josh put it forward. They got the lights all cleaned up, and Josh and his crew went to work and installed the lights, I believe, over a weekend.
Yep.
Wow. And on one day. So... Anyways, the hum's gone. We are really thankful. So I guess the big message that I want to leave you with today is the city and Parks and Recreation, the Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee, we're grateful to our community partners and volunteers who help us out. We can't do it without them. Can't do it without people like this. If you have a skill or some time you want to, you know, share it and you don't know what to do with that time and energy, give us a call. I think we can we can find a place for you. So, Jeff, did you want to say?
I just want to thank everybody again for their work here and helping making Juneau a great community for recreation.
All right. So we have some certificates to... Daryl. Can all use four hands?
What's your name? Sarah? Do I have one of these for you, do you think? There's Tyler.
Oh, that's your brother. You want to handle that?
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. This one must be yours, huh? Do you deserve one? Did you work hard over there? Oh, Mr. Kitty. You know Ralph, don't you?
You might be sitting or something.
Yeah, really stuff.
<tough. laughs> And I was going to give Ralph a minute to talk. He was a past assembly member, so
missed that opportunity.
I don't have to now. Josh Anderson. Got a couple more here. Melissa Anderson.
I know.
Oh, this is a big surprise one. Huh? Oh, God. Sarah Anderson.
Yay!
Of all the needed upgrades at Mount Jumbo Gym, we, the Assembly in the City of Merrill, Juneau, wish to thank you very much for all your hard work. Okay, this one's yours, and here's a little sticker for you to put on your lapel.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's saying great gift. My goodness.
Mr. Kibbe didn't check. All right. Thank you very much, everybody. That was a great deed for us, for sure. Approval of the minutes. Are there any corrections to the October 20th, 2014-26 regular meeting? Any corrections? Seeing and hearing none, they're ordered approved. Manager request for agenda changes.
Yes, please remove resolution 2698. C, under resolutions, a resolution authorizing the manager to apply for a community development block grant. We did not receive a survey that was needed to be able to move this forward, so we don't have that information, which is required for the grant, and we will not be able to get it in time to apply for it. The other applicant that had applied, or the other proposal that had been reviewed, did not meet the qualifications.
Okay, so we're pulling resolution 2698A. Anything else, Madam Manager?
No, thank you.
Thank you. Public participation on non-agenda items. Is there anybody in the public who wishes to speak to us on a non-agenda item? This is the appropriate time to come forward. Seeing none and hearing none, public participation is closed till towards the end of the meeting. And the consent agenda is next. Public requests for consent agenda changes other than ordinances for introduction. This is the appropriate time for the public. If they wish to pull something off of the consent agenda, you may ask us to do so. Seeing no changes to the consent agenda from the public, assembly requests for consent agenda changes. See, Madam Becker, go ahead. Assembly action. Madam Becker.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that we adopt the consent agenda and with the removal of Resolution 2698A and ask for unanimous consent.
Thank you. Any objections? So ordered. We will move next to public hearing on regular ordinances. And we have before us Ordinance 2014-44. Madam Clerk, please read the title.
An ordinance authorizing the manager to execute a lease of the Mayflower Building and Grounds to the Juno Montessori Center, an Alaskan nonprofit corporation.
Thank you. Madam Manager.
The Juno Montessori School has leased the Mayflower Building from the CBJ since 1992. The current lease expired in April of 2014. Under that lease, the school paid a rent rate of $2,000 per month, which was the fair market value established by the CBJ assessor in 1993. The April 11, 2014 appraisal established fair market value rental value at $3,255 per month. Per CBJ 5309270, the CBJ is required to lease property for fair market value except under certain circumstances. The Assembly may authorize a lease rate at less than fair market value when the lease is to a nonprofit organization for the purpose of performing a service to the public, which is supplemental or in lieu of a service which could or should reasonably be provided by the CBJ. The Lands Committee determined that since the early childhood education and child care provided by Juno Montessori School is a public service and the school is a nonprofit organization, they should not be required to pay full market value to lease the Mayflower Building. The Lands Committee at its August 25, 2014 meeting unanimously passed the following motion. The Lands Committee requests of the administration prepare a resolution that would set the lease payment at $2,000 for the length of five-year lease. I recommend this ordinance be adopted.
Thank you, Madam Manager. Public participation on this ordinance. Is there anybody who wishes to speak to Ordinance 2014-44? Seeing none, public comment is closed. Assembly action. Mr. Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move adoption of Ordinance Serial Number 2014-44 and ask unanimous consent.
Thank you, Mr. Keel. Is there any objection? Seeing and hearing none, so ordered. Next is Ordinance 2014-47. Madam Clerk.
An ordinance authorizing the manager to convey Lot 2, Block A, South Lena Subdivision to Juno Housing Trust, Incorporated, an Alaskan nonprofit corporation, subject to certain conditions, in support of the Juno School District's high school home building program.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Manager's report.
At its October 6, 2014 Lands meeting, the Lands Committee unanimously approved a motion to recommend that the Assembly adopt an ordinance to sell Lot 2, Block A, South Lena Subdivision to the Juno Housing Trust for $40,000. The property would be used for the Juno Douglas High School building program. In 2007, fair market value for this 0.74-acre parcel was $101,000. In the past, the CBJ has made property available to the high school building program for fair market value. The value of the land was recouped by the CBJ when the home was sold after construction was completed. In recent years, lots that were acquired by the CBJ through property tax foreclosure were made available to high school program for the cost of taxes owed on the property. Under these circumstances, the home building program received land for less than fair market value. In addition to recommending that the CBJ sell the lots for less than fair market value, the Lands Committee also recommended that the sale of the property include a reversion clause stipulating that if construction has not begun within 2 years, title to the property should revert back to the CBJ. I recommend adoption of this ordinance.
Thank you, Madam Manager. Is there anybody from the public who wishes to participate or give statement to ordinance 2014-47 besides Mr. Sorensen? Mr. Sorensen? Good evening, Steve.
Thank you, Mayor. My name is Steve Sorensen. I live at 6903 Sunny Drive. I'm here as president of the Juno Housing Trust. And I just wanted to say that I really support this ordinance, of course, and I really appreciate the support the Assembly has given the Juno Housing Trust in the past. I look forward to working with the Juno, with the Assembly and the school district in making sure this program, you know, continues with the school build program. It's one of the best programs I think we have in Juno for educating kids in the construction industry. And we also have worked out a relationship with the school district and the University of Alaska Southeast, you know, so that if there's any issue with Saga kind of going down, which was the third leg on that stool, we now have UAS there to supplement that. And that actually provides a little bit better opportunity for education, because not only do we have the opportunity to educate the high school kids, we'll be able to educate the university students as well. So it's I think, a win-win in all ways. I can answer any questions that anybody might have.
Questions? Ms. Kroll.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm just curious, are you going to be able to get the foundation in early? Or?
We're that is, you know, with the weather being what it is, it's very likely that we could get that foundation in. I mean, it's a matter of you know, getting this agreement signed, and then I think we'll be prepared to do so.
Thank you.
Yeah. Any other questions, comments? Thank you, Mr. Sorensen. And so we'll move on to assembly action. Mr. Jones.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would move approval of ordinance 2014-47 and would ask unanimous consent.
Are there any objections? Hearing and seeing none, so ordered. And Mr. Sorensen, if we could just make sure that somewhere, and I don't know what, I think it's probably at Lands Committee, if we could get a follow-up on, you know, what's happening with SAGA and that part of it, just to make sure, and I don't want to hear it now, but.
Sure, be glad to, you know, address that issue at any time.
Okay, thank you very much, appreciate it. Okay, we'll move on to C, item C, ordinance 2013-11BG. Madam Clerk.
An ordinance appropriating to the manager the sum of $4,151,989 to fund Bartlett Regional Hospital's fiscal year 2014 public employee retirement system contribution, funding provided by the Alaska Department of Administration.
Manager's report.
This is a housekeeping ordinance to properly account for this on-behalf payment and has no impact on Bartlett Regional Hospital's finances. I recommend approval of this ordinance.
Thank you, Madam Manager. Is there anybody from the public who wishes to comment on ordinance 2013-11BG? Seeing none, public comment is closed. Assembly action. Ms. Crane.
I move adoption of ordinance 2013-11BG and ask for unanimous consent.
Is there any objections? Seeing and hearing none, so ordered. Madam Clerk, please read the title for D, ordinance 2014-24Q.
An ordinance authorizing the manager to accept the State of Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation's offer of partial funding for the Salmon Creek Secondary Disinfection Capital Improvement Project and appropriating to the manager $1 million in grant funding provided by the State of Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Madam Manager.
This grant has a 40% match requirement, which will be provided with the funds already in the CIP. As part of the grant application process, the Assembly declared this project to be the top priority of the CBJ by Resolution 2694. is required by the Department of Environmental Conservation. This ordinance would also accept the terms and conditions of the grant, specifies that the city and borough will operate and maintain the completed project, and indicates the city and borough's agreement to comply with applicable state regulations. The Public Works and Facilities Committee reviewed this request at its June 2, 2014 meeting and recommended forward it to the full assembly for approval. I recommend adoption of this ordinance.
Thank you, Madam Manager. And I will now open this up for public participation. Is there anybody in the public who wished to give us comments on Ordinance 2014-24Q? Seeing and hearing none, we'll close public participation. Assembly action. Ms. Kledzinski.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move Ordinance 2014-24Q and ask for unanimous consent.
Are there any objections? Seeing, hearing none, so ordered. Madam Clerk, please read the title for Ordinance 2014-24R.
An ordinance appropriating to the manager the sum of $469,221 as funding for the 2014 State Homeland Security Program, SHSP, and the fund of $215 as funding for the Local Emergency Planning Committee, grant funding provided by the State of Alaska Department of Military and Veterans Affairs.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Manager's report.
These funds are slated to support the goals and activities of the CBJ Emergency Management through funding planning, training, exercise, and equipment procurement. Projects funded by this grant include purchase and installation of public safety answering point upgrade and a bridge to a secondary dispatching, purchase and installation of automatic building lock system with car readers for access to co-located second dispatching centers and DOC, purchasing tactical gear for SWAT and EMS, purchasing heavy rescue confined space and USAR equipment for CCFR, purchase installation of one repeater system to extend current communications capacity into the dead spot, and funding a three-day training class between SWAT and tactical EMS teams. The list of projects and training and exercises and equipment are determined by the police chief and the fire chief, along with our emergency program manager. There are no match requirements for this grant. The Public Works and Facilities Committee reviewed this ordinance at its October 27, 2014 meeting and recommended forwarding to the full assembly for approval. I recommend this ordinance be adopted.
Thank you, Madam Manager. Is there anybody, I'll open this up for public comment, participation, if anybody from the public wishes to comment on this ordinance. Welcome to come up. Seeing none, public participation is closed. And I will open it to assembly action. Ms. Troll, I think you're up first. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move adoption of Ordinance 2014-24R and request unanimous consent.
Thank you. Is there any objections? Seeing and hearing none, so ordered. Madam Clerk, please read the title for Ordinance 2014-24U.
An ordinance appropriating to the manager the sum of $125,000 as funding for the 36-month grant for one school resource officer, grant funding provided by the United States Department of Justice, Office of Community-Oriented Policing Services.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Madam Manager.
The officer will conduct school resource officer's duties in our Juneau Douglas School District. The city is committed to extend the project for 1 year after the expiration of the federal funding. The grant requires a match of $178,800 over the 3 years and an additional year of funding for the officer at the cost of $109,200, or for a total of $288,000 over the 4 years. The annual average cost for this program is $72,000 per year for 4 years. I recommend this ordinance be adopted.
Thank you, Madam Manager. I will open this up for public participation. Anybody from the public wish to comment on 2014-24U? Seeing no public standing up, we will close public participation and move forward to assembly action. Mr. Jones.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would move the approval of Ordinance 14-24U and would ask for unanimous consent.
Are there any objections? Hearing and seeing none, so ordered. Madam Clerk, Ordinance 2014-24V.
An ordinance appropriating to the manager the sum of $10,000 as funding for equipment, maintenance, and training for Juno Hazmat Team, funding provided by a memorandum of understanding with the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation.
Madam Manager.
This funding would allow the Juno Hazmat Team to build on its present capabilities and facilitate response activities and would be crucial in allowing the Juno Hazmat Team to provide a Level A hazmat response to the CBJ and Southeast Alaska and to be a part of the Alaska Statewide Response Team. There is no match requirement. I recommend this ordinance be adopted.
Thank you, Madam Manager. I'll open this up for public comment. If anyone wishes to comment on 2014-24V, you're more than welcome to. Seeing no wishes to make public comments, I will close public comment and move forward to assembly actions. Mr. Jones.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would move approval of ordinance 2014-24V. I would ask for unanimous consent.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. Is there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. Okay, we'll move forward to unfinished business. Madam Manager.
Yes, in your packet tonight, there's a memo to respond to questions that we received at the last committee of the whole meeting regarding anaerobic digestion and the replacement of the existing built filter press with a centrifuge. We've got staff here to be able to answer your questions if you have any or would like additional information other than what has been provided you.
Thank you, Madam Manager. Is there questions for staff on this letter? Ms. Troll?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm just curious to know the timing of when we might get the results back regarding the centrifuge manufacturing for testing.
We don't know. I will find out, though.
Okay.
Yes. Good evening. State your name.
Michelle Elfers.
Thank you, Michelle.
Sorry about that, but we will find out, and I'll let you know soon.
I just want to make sure that by the time we get to having to make the hard decisions that we have as much of the information before us.
Understood, yeah. And whether or not, I just also want to underscore the centrifuge. We could replace the belt filter presses with centrifuges and proceed with any of the options for biosolids treatment. So it doesn't really affect the choice one would make. The centrifuge would improve dewatering of the sludge. So the cost savings would, in the biosolids process, if we find out there are cost savings, would affect each of the alternatives. Of course, the amount of cost savings may be different depending on the fuel source that's used in the different alternatives, but it would bring down the cost of all of the alternatives.
Correct. And it's my understanding the trade-off is going to be the odor issue as well, and I take it we might have a little bit more discussion on that at the appropriate time.
Yes, that's what we've learned from our experience with centrifuges in the past, that, and that's industry knowledge, is that they can often create more odor issues.
And so I guess I would just like to make sure we follow up on that and
yes,
make sure that we're creating a bigger problem somewhere, because both places are sensitive to the smell problems that we have, and we don't want to create a bigger problem either downtown or in the valley. So a good follow-up on that is a good idea. Thank you, Ms. Troll.
My desire, so that we can get a sense of if there are going to be odor issues, to what extreme and to how far they would extend.
Okay, and I will follow up on that question. I'm not certain that question could really be answered without doing pilot testing locally. I'm not sure, so I will find out if we can get that answer without doing large-scale testing.
Thank you.
Well, we know that odor goes beyond both of the plants, so right now, the way things are. So anything that's going to create worse odors, I would want to know about beforehand, mm-hmm. for sure. Ms. Crane.
I've been trying to keep up on reading on plasma technology and some of the alternatives. I'm wondering if you, in your research, have some good articles that you might share with the assembly. I don't want hundreds of pages, but some good articles that would be pertinent to the discussion about alternatives so that we can continue to educate ourselves on the subject.
Sure. Ed, are you asking about technology that would deal with biosolids and municipal solid waste?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, we can do that.
Thank you.
Ms. Gladys Chefs.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. And since we're asking about plasma, I'll still ask more about compost you answered some questions about compost, but what about the alternative of composting 25% of what we have and basically downsizing the more expensive thing by 25% or 50% or whatever? So I still would like more information on that.
Okay, we could provide you with provide another memo discussing it in more detail. Thank you.
Anything else here? All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, ladies.
Okay, new business. We have a bid award for Stater Harbor. Madam Manager.
This project would provide construction of two new two-lane boat launch ramp, upland parking for trailers, trucks, and vehicles, seawalk with viewing platforms and protective shelter, landscaping, lighting, and security cameras. Work of the project would include rock fill of tidelands, asphalt paving, concrete ramp and sidewalks, and wooden boarding float. Sorry. The Docks and Harbors reviewed this bid and at its October 30, 2014 meeting and recommended forward to the full assembly for approval. I recommend the award of this bid to Miller Construction for the total bid amount of $11,212,800.
Thank you, Madam Manager. Are there any questions for staff? And do we have a date when this is going to start? Uh-oh. He's getting into his fighting form. Thanks, Mr.
Mr. Mayor, I know Miller Construction is willing to get up to Stabler's Quarry right now and start shooting rocks. So they're ready to get going on this. The contract calls for a substantial completion of 1 June 2016, so about 18 months from now.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. Any other questions for staff? Mr. Jones?
No.
Okay. Go ahead.
Is this amenable to orders of the day?
Yep.
Orders of the day, Mr. Mayor?
Okay. Okay, we need a motion.
Okay, I'll make a motion then. That the assembly approve the bid award DH14-014 Stater Harbor Improvements to Miller Construction for a total bid amount of $11,212,800.
Are there any objections? Seeing, hearing, none, so ordered. Our next order of business is Tall Timbers Neighborhood Association versus Planning Commission. Madam Manager.
And I will turn it over to our city attorney.
On August 21st, 2014, the Planning Commission made a similar use determination as to Haven House Incorporated application to provide reentry housing for women coming out of prison in the D5 zoning district. On September 15th, Tall Timbers Neighborhood Association filed an appeal of that determination. The Assembly reviewed the appeal and decided to reject the matter without prejudice at that time, finding that the matter would be subsumed in the conditional use permit process that was scheduled to go before the Commission on October 14th. On October 14th, the Planning Commission approved a conditional use permit for transitional housing for up to 9 women. Tall Timbers Neighborhood Association has filed a timely appeal of both the conditional use permit and the unlisted use determination. The following procedural issues should be decided tonight: whether you will accept the appeal, whether, if you accept it, you will hear the appeal yourself or assign it to a hearing officer, and if you decide to hear the appeal yourself, whether the mayor will preside or will another member be designated as the presiding officer. In deciding whether to accept or reject the appeal, you must liberally construe the notice of appeal in order to preserve the rights of the appellants. You may reject an appeal if you find that there has been a failure to comply with the appellate rules, or if the notice of appeal does not state grounds upon which any of the relief requested may be granted. If you decide to accept the appeal, you must decide whether the assembly will hear the appeal itself, or if you will assign it to a hearing officer. If you decide to hear the appeal yourselves, you will be sitting in your quasi-judicial capacity and must avoid discussing the case outside of the hearing process, as well as you complying with the code section on impartiality.
Thank you, Madam Law Department. Ms. Becker.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Can I ask the attorney a question first?
Sure.
Okay. Does this seem, would you say this is something that we should do? Do you feel like this is a legal thing that we should be taking this appeal?
I don't see any grounds to reject the appeal.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Keel had a question here. Okay. Mr. Keel?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would move that the Assembly accept the appeal, that we hear the appeal ourselves, and that we designate Ms. Gladyszewski to preside.
Thank you. I guess that I've got another person who has asked, too. So we've got two people asking for this big appeal. And Mr. Nankervis is not here tonight to say whether he would give it up for Ms. Gladyszewski. But what is your wishes? Ms. Gladyszewski.
If Mr. Nankervis has a burning desire, I wouldn't object, but I would do it if...
Okay. Okay, I know that he wants to do it, but Mr. Jones?
Thank you. I just had a couple of questions related to this, and I know Jerry and I talked before that he thought this was coming up, and he really does want to do it. Not sure why. And I don't object to accepting the appeal. I guess the question I would ask of the attorney, given all the issues around this that have been going on and the appeals that we've turned down because they weren't ripe and various other issues that have been before the Planning Commission for 6 months, maybe close to a year, is the potential for this to go beyond this appeal hearing greater or less if we were to have an appointed hearing officer as opposed to a presiding officer of the Assembly? Would it make a difference?
I don't think that would make a difference. If the appellants, after this process is finished, wanted to bring it forward to the court, I don't think having a hearing officer or not is going to impact that decision.
Okay.
Mr. Keel, you wanted to...
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'll, with the permission of the body, I'll amend the last part of my motion to have Mr. Nankervis preside.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you, Ms. Gladyszewski. And we will move forward with that. Mr. Nankervis will be the hearing officer, and we will hear it ourselves, and we accept the appeal. Okay. Any other questions on that particular situation?
Do we need a motion, Mr. Mayor, to vote on it?
He did.
Got it.
Are there any objections?
That's what I was waiting to hear.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, so ordered. Staff reports.
None, thank you.
Thank you. Assembly reports. We can start down at the far end, Mr. Jones.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman or Mayor. I wasn't ready for this suddenly already.
Neither was I, so I didn't start it.
So you wanted to start at my end.
Yeah.
So I messed it up first, right? Okay. The Human Resources Committee met prior to the Assembly tonight. and we had several issues before us. The first issue I'd report on was the appointments to the Juneau Economic Development Council, and the committee recommends Susan Murray be appointed to the environmental nonprofit seat, Lauren McVeigh be reappointed to the at-large seat, and Brandon Cullum would be a new appointment also to an at-large seat, all three terms expiring in November 2017.
Madam Clerk, do we hear these at the assembly level for the Economic Development Council?
We do. It's in the ordinance that they bring it forward and the assembly votes to appoint the members.
So we're going to vote here to move those names forward to the assembly.
We are the assembly. This is coming from the HRC meeting this afternoon.
Is that the way we've been doing it? I thought for some reason it was like the airport board. And
no.
We were doing that. Okay, thank you. Do you want to repeat the three names again?
Susan Murray, Lauren McVeigh, and Brandon Cullum.
Thank you. Are there any objections to those names? Seeing none, so ordered.
The second item we dealt with was appointments to the Jensen Olson Arboretum. The committee is recommending the appointment of Sean Isley to the Discovery Southeast seat and Nell McConaughey to the Public Artist seat, and that term to expire 1/31/2017.
Are there any objections to those being seated? Seeing none, so ordered.
The other committee that we looked at was the Building Code Advisory Committee. We received their annual report. There had been a recent resignation, and the committee is recommending the appointment of Russ McDougall to the vacant home builder seat, term to expire in November of 2017.
Are there any objections to him being brought forward for that committee? Seeing none, so ordered.
And the other two items we discussed, if you remember from the last Human Resources Committee meeting in September, we had talked about issues around the Social Services Advisory Board. And so we agreed to meet with them mutual time in January to start looking at their authorizing ordinance, what's happening with that, and to also invite at least to that meeting a person from the Juneau Community Foundation, because they are going to be in a process this spring of grants of similar amount out, and we want to start that discussion and process. And with that, that's the Human Resources Committee report. And the other one I'll report on real quick is the Treadwell Arena Task Force. We had our first public hearing on November 6th at the Douglas Library. I believe we had four or five people testify. We had other people in attendance. The next public hearing is November 13th, this Thursday, at the Mendenhall Valley Library. And then again, the last hearing will be November 25th here in Chambers. And the next official meeting of the committee to look at that testimony and the other work that we've been doing is December 3rd at noon. So that's my report on the Treadwell Arena, and I think that's my committee reports.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Jones. Mr. Nankervis is in charge of the Public Works and Facilities Committee. He's not here tonight. Does anybody remember what or have a report on Public Works? Thank you. We'll move forward.
I think we dealt with most of those on the ordinances tonight.
Yeah.
We'll move forward to Ms. Crane.
Finance Committee meets this Wednesday night, and you did all receive this evening a copy of the packet for Wednesday night.
Thank you, Ms. Green. That paperwork keeps coming. Mr. Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Lands Committee has not met since our last assembly meeting. We're next scheduled to meet on the 8th.
Thank you, Mr. Keel.
Oh, if I might, Mr. Mayor.
Yes,
that reminded me. The next meeting of the Human Resources Committee is December 1st. But also, we've been meeting as a committee of the whole on December 10th to look at the hospital board and the planning commission. And those applications have been advertised, and are coming in and think they're due in the first part of December.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ms. Becker?
Just to make sure that you are aware and others are aware that I will be out of town.
Yes.
But I trust you all to do a wonderful job.
Well, if you're near a phone, you can call.
What time is that?
If I'm not on the airplane, I will. I have to check on the time.
Danger.
I believe it's 5:30.
Ms. Becker, it's your turn to talk. Go ahead.
Are you sure?
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Committee of the Whole met, and we had another update on the economic plan. We heard about the SLAM. The flicker panels were to be saved, and it's just not possible. If the engineer has said no, everyone has said no, it's not possible to save those panels in any way, shape, or form. So even though we had a resolution that they would be saved, we have now basically determined that they can't be, and our resolution no longer says that. Instead, we are supporting the permanent exhibit in the entry where they will talk about the centennial and they will have pictures of the flicker panels, and there will be many things to take the place of that, but the flicker panels are not available. We had an update on biosolids, one of our favorite topics, and we had Kirk Duncan came and talked to us about the capital transit revision and said that there would be public hearings going out to talk about this again. One of the main things that he told us, of course, was that from the Nugget Mall, that transfer section would go to the skateboard park, and I was very curious as to know what kind of money that would be to make that place set up to be the drop-off point or the transfer point. And then our own Mr. Ohl gave us a Tongass Advisory Committee update. And then the Tax Exemption Review Committee, we met October 23rd. We had a public hearing about the senior exemptions. It was a full house. We had 17 members of the public testify, and we took down a lot of information. We're not finished with the discussions. October 29th, we had a work session. We basically came up with some tentative decisions about some things that we maybe are not going to make a recommendation about. So it will, of course, still come to the Assembly for the Assembly to take up anything that we don't discuss. But we decided to leave the outer borough kind of alone, not to discuss it anymore, and also the lobbyist exemption, not to discuss that anymore. So those were two things we kind of thought, we'll leave that up to the Assembly to do as they wish, that we were not particularly going to talk about them anymore. Our next meeting will be December 3rd. On the 14th of November, we've asked the Commission on Aging to give us a report from their meetings of their membership as to their recommendations on senior exemptions and anything else they want to recommend. And that report's going to come to us on the 14th of November. But because Thanksgiving and so forth, we're not going to be meeting until the 3rd of December, and we will hear from them. We will ask them to verbally give us their report, even though we will get it in writing before, and then we will have a public hearing after they give us their report. From anyone in the community who wants to come and talk about that report or anything else that has to do with senior exemptions or any other exemptions. And then we have not planned beyond that. We're aiming to be finished for you in January. It was the last day of January, wasn't it?
No, I think the first day of January.
I was afraid of that. That's all, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Ms. Becker. Just a couple of things from my desk, and I know that our D.C. lobbyist in Docks and Harbors requested a letter from the mayor's office about the Army Corps of Engineers and some of their dredging policies and everything, and they wrote a real good letter, and I signed it, and so it's off before them in Congress, and hopefully we'll get a few more dollars into that special Army Corps of Engineers area of responsibility for small boat harbors, and that may help us in the Douglas dredging effort to get that job out of our hair that's been in our hair for how many
years?
15, 20 years? So anyway, that's being worked on and is moving forward. November 24th is our retreat here from noon to 4 p.m. Staff will feed you lunch and snacks to keep you energized through the 4 hours of listening to updates on all the things that we've been working on in the past year. Madam Manager, do you have anything else about that?
I don't. I do. If you have any special food wants or requirements or other things that you need to stay away from, please let us know so we can make sure we have something to keep you nourished during those 4 hours.
Besides steak and lobster.
Oh.
Anyway, those are the two things that I had. So we'll go back down the line for liaison reports. Ms. Becker?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would went to the Chamber of Commerce the last meeting. Mr. Lance Stevens was elected as the president of the Chamber Board. Mr. Stevens, would you like to stand up so we all can see who you are in case they have anything they want to tell you about? Thank you, Mr. Stevens.
Did somebody bring tomatoes? Thanks, Lance.
And
whichever they fly.
And of course, we do have one of the board members also back there, Linda Thomas. And then that was a nice thing that happened. The thing that I didn't find to be so joyful is that the executive director of the chamber has turned in her resignation, and so we're gonna seriously miss her. I know. I don't remember what date she's planning to leave. I think it's by the end of December 15th. I thought it was the end of the year, so that's pretty close. I went to the University Scholarship Award breakfast at 7 a.m. on November 7th, but it was a delicious breakfast, and met with the Southeast Conference Scholarship Awardees, nice ladies. We gave 11 scholarships this year from Southeast Conference. And it was a very nice event. That's it for my liaisons, I think.
What about the chocolate eating contest?
Oh, the chocolate. I was going to do that under
that
other,
I gave to you.
Other community activities. You want me to do
I want to hear it now.
Okay. I have been walking every day because of I got to go judge the chocolate eating contest at the University of Alaska. It's a fundraiser. And I know you all got the invitations, and it was absolutely delicious. There were 8 different entries, and I managed to get through all of them quite well without too much trouble. And we chose a winner, and it was a lot of fun. It was really a nice deal. And then there were rooms of other chocolatey things that were not necessarily up for competition that you got to also sample. Very decadent, might I say. You want me to do the rest of that?
Sure, okay. You can do the rest of it too.
It's a little bit out of order, but
it's okay.
I did a number of sister city activities with you, all of you, and with the mayor, and got to meet the mayor LaChica from Calibo at the airport when he first came in, and the Filipino dancers were out. It was quite festive, even though it was very late, and they had traveled for 2 days, and they still had McDonald's to go to after they left there. Just thought that was so funny. Anyway, it was a great event, and I just really enjoyed that night of meeting them, and then the next day when we had a meet and greet, and then you didn't tell about yourself, but you did the.
I did last time. So.
You did? Okay. Did you? Okay. And then Dig is still meeting, and this last Friday, Dig had a meeting, Downtown Improvement Group, excuse me. Last meeting was about art in downtown. And so there have been some real ideas of what we can do to try to make downtown look better by murals, by hangings, flags, whatever. Just lots of ideas. And so we'll be continuing to talk about that. And this coming Friday, there will be an update on the economic development plan with time for the Downtown Improvement Group to make suggestions. And the group is also meeting with our staff concerning the sidewalks and road improvements for downtown. So that's it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Becker. Ms. White, I know you've been gone, but
I was out of town, but I didn't know about the chocolate. Maybe I should have stayed home.
Yeah.
Would have been a little safer. Let's see. the last week since I've been back, I've been spending a lot of time talking to Capital City Fire Rescue. I went out to the university and did the coffee with a cop. That was really interesting. They didn't have chocolate, though. I sat in on the Treadwell Arena Task Force meeting to kind of get my feet wet on how that procedure would work. Looking forward to my first airport board meeting this week, and I spent much of today with the Public Works Department with Mr. Duncan going all around through where all the good water comes from and where all the bad water goes and everything else in between and the fleets and the bus service, and it was really an eye-opener. That is a very complicated and very involved department. It was quite educational and pretty exciting, and I couldn't talk him out of letting me use one garage bay, though.
Yeah.
For a few hours. But I did have a wonderful, it was really an eye-opener. I'm looking forward to seeing more of some of the other departments as well.
All right. Thank you, Mr. White. Mr. Jesse.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I think we're under liaison reports or comments and questions or both?
Both.
We're just hitting
them out together.
Whole thing. All right. So we'll start with liaison reports. The school board next meets on Tuesday, the 18th, and unfortunately I will be on my way to the Municipal League meeting and will be unable to attend that school board meeting. I attended my first meeting as liaison to campus council this last week. We heard a presentation on research at UAS, which is responsible for spending of about $1 million a year here at the Juneau campus, and some additional research spending at the other two campuses. Roughly 300 students a year, give or take, are directly involved in original research here at UAS, which is a tremendous enhancement to the traditional curriculum. So I was fascinated to learn more about what goes on there. You may have read in the paper that the campus council also has a resolution making its way to us with regard to our bus service. I recused myself from voting on that one. I thought I might have a conflict of interest calling on the assembly for something. The other interesting note from the campus council meeting is that the UAS student government provided a van shuttle to the Auk Bay Fire Station a couple of times for students to take part in early voting, and quite a few shuttles on election day for students to get to the Auk Bay Fire Hall and exercise their right to vote. Apparently, their mascot, Spike the Whale, went down. No word on whether he was allowed to vote without showing his face under the costume. There is some significant interest in potentially working with the state of Alaska, which sets these things, to move that polling place from the Auk Bay Fire Hall to the UAS and National Guard Armory, the Joint Use Facility, the Gamble Spurl Center. I think in part on the theory that when there's a fire call, as much as our folks at the Auk Bay Station try and minimize the impact, it's a little disruptive. And the sorts of things that would cause a call out at the armory would disrupt voting all over Southeast Alaska, most likely. So we'd be in a lot bigger trouble if we got involved there. So that work is beginning. Under Assemblymember comments and questions, I know the Deputy Mayor mentioned the Sister Cities events with the delegation from Calibo, Aklan, and the Philippines. Those were wonderful, and I was really thrilled to attend those. Also, a little earlier, on October 24th, I was able to attend with a couple of other members a presentation by the group Salmon Without Borders talking about some of the very large mines that are proposed to go in and be built on the Canadian side of the border into salmon streams that are responsible for a whole lot of what our commercial fishermen catch here in the United States. And they raised a lot of significant concerns about the cumulative impact of those things. So I understand that the Fisheries Development Committee is taking a look at some of those issues, and I'm particularly interested in whether they end up with recommendations to the Assembly for resolutions or letters from the city. I think that would probably be advisable, and I'm interested in the committee's recommendations on that. And then I actually had just one plain old question under comments and questions. In one of the ordinances we passed tonight, I think moving money for the Salmon Creek disinfection. It's my understanding that we're going after some land adjacent to a building we have in Salmon Creek now that may be part of a DOT right-of-way. I wondered if at a future meeting we can get an update on how that's going, make sure we have a place to put whatever it is we're funding.
Yes. So. We'll make sure we have that update.
I thought that was going further up on the hill, the filtration stuff.
I think it has to do with the turn into Salmon Creek and the right-of-way for Egan Drive, and our building sits, I believe, very close to that right-of-way right now, and we have to expand that building. So I know we've been working with DOT to try and acquire that property.
Okay. So that'll probably come back through Lands and then up to us?
Yes, unless we can sign some other memorandum of understanding with the state. But I will follow back up.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Gibb. Okay, let's move forward. Ms. Crane?
At the of course, you've probably been reading in the newspaper about the flood at the hospital. Appears that they're taking care of that, but was a significant disruption. At the last board meeting, there was follow-up on the strategic planning meeting that they'd had earlier. After the board had their strategic planning meeting, the results of that were taken back to the staff. Staff worked on that, and that information was brought back to the board. So there'll be a continual review of that plan, of that planning session. And many of us will be, several of us will be in Anchorage next week for Alaska Municipal League. We've worked hard on the program and are hoping there's something for everyone. So.
Can I see who's all going? I don't have a list. 1, 2, 3. All right.
Are you going?
Yes, I am. All right, good. We're going to have to check on that budget. Okay, that's good. It's a good organization to be a part of, and they do a lot of good things. So. It'll be interesting. And did I interrupt you? I'm sorry.
No, that was okay. It. Thank you.
Ms. Gladachewski.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Liaison reports. The PRAC met on November 5th. They talked about their maintenance and landscaping CIP and about Gunnakadake Park. I wasn't able to attend, unfortunately, so I can't tell you much more than that. And then they meet next on the December 2nd. That's
all right. Thank you very much. Ms. Troll?
Do you have any other comments? I think we're doing both.
We're doing both. If you have comments.
No, people said I'm good.
Okay. I'll go back down one more time real quick and make sure I don't miss anybody on comment. Go ahead, Ms. Troll.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. On Tuesday, November 5th, I attended the Affordable Housing Commission report, and they got a presentation on the Juneau Economic Development Plan, and we all know how Ms. Scheinberg is very good at outlining all the initiatives and getting feedback, and she was just so delighted with the input she got from the Housing Commission. I mean, she was just dancing with delight at the discussion and got some really good input, and so I think you'll see some major revisions to the housing section as a result of that. They are still trying to work out the best way to proceed on the mobile home financing issue, whether dealing with it as a loan versus a grant. So they're kind of trying to weigh the pros and cons of the administrative aspect versus really creating an incentive. So we need to stay tuned for that. And there was also a discussion about the builders forum. They intend to proceed with that. They don't have a date in mind, but subcommittee will be working there. And the NOAA Fisheries Committee is going to be meeting a week from today. And I had some time to sit down with Mr. Greg Fish, the other co-chair. And we do intend to have this meeting, and you will be seeing some recommendations coming to the Assembly, I think, in relatively short order. So that's the liaison aspects. In terms of Assembly comments, I'd like to pass on to the assembly and to the city manager that it's very nice when people call you to say good things that are happening that the staff is doing. And one of those was regarding that I received several of them, very positive comments about the Auk Bay neighborhood plan that's going forward. You know, from the residents out there, they're just very pleased with the dialogue that's occurring with community development staff. And so I just want to pass that along. I think when we hear positive comments, we need to all acknowledge those. And I, too, participated in the Sister City activities and found it a quite warming, wonderful exchange between the Filipino community there and our Filipino community. It just, it's one of those events that makes your heart swell with community pride, and I particularly enjoyed it.
Thank you, Mr. Troll. Mr. Jones.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I will speak up a little bit for Mr. Nankervis on the Docks and Harbors. We dealt with the Stater Harbor bid award tonight, but also the staff is trying to work with local property owners in the Auk Bay School and stuff to try to mitigate the loss of the Horton parking lot once this construction gets going. Roar Harbor, if you've driven by there, you notice that almost all the demolition is done. The float assembly is underway down in Oregon, and they expect construction up here to begin in early January, and I think they're still looking at May to be done and have the boats back in. And then, of course, it's been in the paper, but I believe they have finally reached a negotiated agreement with Gold Belt on tram lease, and so that's something that they as a board and the staff have been working very hard on over the couple of years I sat on as the liaison. And I'll give Jerry the kudos for being the liaison when they finally settled. Anyway.
He got it done, huh?
Yeah, he got it done. Yeah, I think he got to the meeting when they settled it. But other than that, the Downtown Business Association attended their last meeting. They continue to do work on downtown and work with the Downtown Improvement Group. A couple of their issues still is parking, and they were also commenting and anxious to know when the public hearings will be on the bus service. They were not exactly thrilled with loss of service through the downtown loop. The Planning Commission attended my first liaison meeting. I attended quite a few over the years, and so Jerry was the liaison, but Jerry attended this one, but I got the talk. He just sat in the back. Anyway, the committee of the whole had their meeting on biosolids and got their presentation from Public Works. They also did review and approve the siting of the transfer to the pipeline skate park. I think there were a couple conditions around lighting and things like that. But their next meeting, committee, the whole meeting, is on the 13th. It starts about an hour after the Treadwell Group is meeting in the Valley. They're starting down here. I'll try to get to as much as I can. But the packet was about that thick. I think it's about 300 pages. And it is their first briefing on their subdivision subcommittee, starting to bring that forward to the Planning Commission, which I assume will come to us fairly soon. Juneau Economic Development Council, HRC, dealt with the board appointments tonight, along with a partnership with the state of Alaska. About, I think, 3 weeks ago or so, they led a sort of a fisheries issue meeting through the oceans cluster to Iceland. Brought back a lot of ideas. I think there were four or five people from Juneau went at no cost to JEDC or the city. Lots of good reports and good ideas back. I think one of the interesting comments to me was that of all the people that sort of went from Juneau, that I think Brian reported he was the only one that knew everybody else, even though they were all from Juneau and all involved in fisheries. Found that a very interesting comment. The next Willoughby District meeting is December 2nd, starting at 4:30 at KTOO. they do a quarterly update on the Willoughby District issues. So their next meeting is there. Part of the staff and the board participated as facilitators in the two public meetings around the economic plan. Now, I think Brian and some of his staff actually met with the contractors on that afterwards for some feedback along those kinds of issues. So I think that's it. And then just on assembly comments and questions, I will be on the phone for Wednesday night's finance meeting. I'm going to be up in Anchorage and then back Thursday so I can attend the Treadwell meeting. And then I'm probably going back up earlier in the week. I'll meet up with all of you at AML, and I'll save your budget a little bit because I think because of some other things, I'll pay for my own transportation up. So you'll get the money back from my airplane ticket for AML. So I'll fix your budget a little bit. That's it for me. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And back down the line, anything else at all, Ms. Troll?
Nothing.
Is that a chest?
No, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Keel?
I won't claim credit for saving the budget, but my parents will put me up, so we'll save the hotel in Anchorage when I'm at AML.
You do a nice job, too. But you get a feather bed when you do that, too.
And really good food.
Yeah.
I know. Ooh, we have to hear about it.
Yeah, sure we do.
Ms. Spite?
I can't think of anything else.
Ms. Becker?
I just wanted to just say real quickly how I really thought the Kalibo Sister City thing was just great. It's so wonderful to have something with a community we have in town. It's about time, might I say. And they were so warm and welcoming, and I know we could all go there and just be spoiled rotten.
I thought that was where we were going for our retreat.
And now that we've saved money on these two,
yeah.
I think
yeah.
we can afford
yeah,
to do it.
There you go.
Absolutely. I just want to say to the staff, it was very nicely done. The informal part, the meet and greet, was lovely with different things, but when it was the formal time where the mayor signed the Sister City thing, we had flowers and china cups. Well, I don't know if they were china, but they were not paper. And just it was just a very nice event, very little bit special, kind of fancy. And I just thank you for that because it was great.
Yep. Staff did an excellent job there, for sure. And it was all kind of last minute. I mean, it was a long time before, but all of a sudden it was there, and getting everybody trying to be involved and having a piece of the pie was interesting, and it came about very, very good. So I was very pleased myself. So, okay, anything else from the assembly? We'll move on to continuation of public participation on non-agenda items. Does anyone from the public wish to address us at this time? Good evening.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Joyce Levine. I live at 823 6th Street, and I'm sorry I didn't come in earlier on non-agenda items. I completely forgot you folks were having a meeting tonight. I'm sure many of you read the article in the paper a couple of weeks ago about how Juneau is like a top city. I think it said we were the top city in the country or something like that. I'm not sure if any of you read it.
Capital city.
And I believe that one of the things that makes us so great is our bus service. And it is so shocking to me that right now, as the rest of the country moves toward better transportation and more mass transit, we are thinking about lessening our mass transit in Juneau. I realize there's budget cuts. I realize everybody has to squeeze a little harder to get more out of the buck. But it was so shocking to me that you could even think about not having a bus go to the Capitol building of Alaska, where lawmakers make their laws, where people who use wheelchairs, people who use walkers, will not be able to make it up the hill because of their disabilities. How unjust would that be? We talked about for a long time during the planning of a mass transit system, of doubling the service, to have a commuter downtown. If we had a commuter downtown, we wouldn't have to deal with the buses going downtown. I realize that we have our transit center downtown, but maybe we should have given some thought to that when we were building it and built it out in the valley or near the federal building or somewhere else. But to cut bus service in downtown, I think it's great that there's more people on Riverside Drive that are going to be picked up by the buses. That's wonderful. That is so great that there's people that are going to be using the bus more. That's the intention that you want to have. That's the goal that you want to have more riders, to have more bus service. I mean, there was, Bill Leedy had brought up the idea of having a rail system where we didn't have to rely on buses. There's so many forward-thinking ideas that we can come up with, but cutting bus service is not one of them. We're a capital city. We need to show that we're a capital city by improving our bus service, tightening the budget maybe, but improving that service. And not cutting it, especially not cutting it to people who rely on it with disabilities. I ask you, please, please do not cut, but extend, grow the bus service in Juneau. Please. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Levine, are there any questions for Ms. Levine? Seeing none, thank you very much.
Thank
appreciate
you.
Your comments. All right. Anyone else from the public? Seeing none, public comments are closed, and I will ask Ms. Becker for moving into executive session for an update on Gaston Apartments.
I move we recess into executive session to discuss a matter, the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect on the finances of the City and Borough of Juneau. The topic to be discussed is the Gaston Apartments.
Thank you. Is there anybody from the public who wishes to us not to move into executive session on this topic? Seeing none, we will take a little bit of a break right here and then come back in executive session.